BC and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your Giants calls in just a second. Let's work the Jets into the conversation. So we heard from their owner, Woody Johnson, yesterday. Before we get on Woody and Vrabel and all that, BT, let's listen to the comments from the Jets owner after the game yesterday.
Well, you know, everybody thought this is going to, not just me, thought this was talented, but all the networks that are paying millions of dollars, they put us in six prime time. So everybody thought this was going to be unbelievable. So from that standpoint, yeah, we didn't live up to that early opinion of virtually everybody. But we ended up well, because I don't care about anything else, but a win at the end was good. And so we beat them today. They played well. They didn't give up. Everybody showed up. And we did some
Except
really
the
nice
fans.
Things. So I'm proud of the guys.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that yesterday.
I actually...
Woody, just keep walking.
I legitimately, at that point... Because remember, we were like hopeful that maybe Woody acknowledged his wrongdoings and would maybe change after we talked to Diana Rossini, who mm-hmm. kept writing those reports.
Yeah.
And then Woody, by the way, in the Post with Costello, denied all that.
Yeah, I saw that. That was actually a pretty good piece. There was a lot of stuff there.
If you missed it, check it out in the Post. Brian Costello has a... It wasn't exclusive, I think, with Woody.
Yeah.
But basically denied all that stuff that Rossini wrote. I
watched about a son being involved in all that.
Yeah,
it's
son
definitely
making no
worth
decision.
Checking out.
Hearing Woody and reading the quotes about it, I have no hope that he gets it this time.
Well, okay, listen, I'm going to lean on something that I've leaned on a lot, partly to get me through some of these times with our teams, but also because I truly believe it. I'm not going to get too wrapped up in what he says. I'm going to react to what he does. And I know that, you know, they really need an established guy because of Aaron Glenn. I think that's a little different. I'm going to put him aside for a moment. But any other move other than an established coach, Vrabel's obviously not coming, but like a Flores or a Gruden or somebody that's done the job before, it tells me that he's not going to change. So I just want to see who he hires, and then we'll get a sense of how willing he is to change.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they can't ever have success.
No, I know.
But it's just, Woody just doesn't get it, and he never will. Like, that to me is clear. Again, he can make a good hire, and they can win in spite of him. He clearly doesn't get it. I don't know how you could say, well, they won yesterday, nothing else matters, and we finished strong. Like, that's just so tone deaf and out of touch. He just doesn't get it. Okay, but now get back to the important stuff. And it seems like the Jets are interviewing everybody. The Rams front office, the Chiefs front office. Vance Joseph is on the list. Brian Griese is on the list.
Rex tomorrow,
which was a huge mistake. And Rex today basically saying, see, that's the one that
I heard some of that.
Rex saying that he thinks he's going to get the job. Like, That's the only... I wouldn't want Ron Rivera either. Of the name so far. And there are some others that I wouldn't want. But they still, even though Vrabel... And of course, the Patriots firing Mayo after 1 year, realizing they made a mistake and knowing Vrabel is on the table, they're doing the right thing and are probably going to hire Vrabel. You could connect those dots as you did last week before this even happened. So it seems like maybe your top choice in Vrabel going to be off the board. Doesn't mean the Jets can't still get a good head coach. There are plenty of good options. I would go with Pete Carroll. I would love Cliff Kingsbury, Brian Flores. There's some risk in some of these guys. Gruden, sure.
Yep.
But I still think they can make a good hire here. And they seem to be doing their due diligence in interviewing almost everybody except for Ben Johnson, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I know they're not going to talk to him. Now, due diligence is great. Talk to as many people as you can. Gleam as much info as you can. That's what smart people do. But there's also the risk of having too many conversations and not having enough, you know, substantive conversations. Like where...
Now we're down a little.
Yeah, and they will. Of course, listen, they're going to obviously narrow this thing down. You know, the Jets to me, and it really just a bigger picture launch point here for a moment. Like it's amazing. It really is amazing. All year, you know, we're sitting there watching the games. You know, how come they can't force turnovers? Well, they got a bunch of them yesterday when it means nothing. How come Rodgers can't throw a ton of touchdowns? Well, you got four of them from them yesterday. How come the Jets can't win divisional games? Well, they beat up on the Dolphins yesterday. It really is amazing just how when you want them to do it, they don't. When you don't want them to do it, they do. But the Jets are actually a lot more correctable soon than I really think a lot of people think. Now, they've got to obviously change the run defense, and Rodgers is the massive elephant in the corner of the room, which we could get back to. But I remember, I said this last night on the podcast, it's out there if you guys want to check it out. I remember after the 90s, a million years ago, but there's a point here. After the 96 season when the Jets won once, right? I'm in Atlantic City, And it's the night that Princess Diana was killed in the car wreck. That's why I really, truly remember everything. And we're coming back. It's in the morning. Like, we're coming back at, like, 9 in the morning. We were up all night. And me and, like, five of my buddies, I had just graduated college. I had my first apartment after college. And the Jets are playing at 4 o'clock that day at the Old Kingdom against Seattle. And this is Parcells' first game. They went from a 1-15 train wreck. Now, we all sat down, hammering back beers, watching the Jets. I didn't know what to expect. You know what happened that day? The Jets won 41-3 on the road. And I don't think the Kings were a terrible team. I'm not saying that the same fate awaits whomever coaches this team. But the first thing that this Jets team has to do, they must, if you are not a film guy, if you're not an assignment guy, if you're a selfish guy, get lost. Like, for the Jets to get even remotely competitive, which they're going to fast with the right coach, all you have to do is get rid of a few selfish people. They're not, and cut down the penalties are born out of laziness or selfishness, right? And you're either trying to get pad the stats, or you're just not paying attention to film and whatever, your head's in space. Sal, that's why you can't run the risk of a coordinator, unless it's Glenn and he's different. The more I think about it, because Vrabel's not coming, Flores.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
I'd be okay with that.
I need a kick-ass guy in here.
Well, why not Pete Carroll, though?
I don't think Pete's a kick-ass guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that
guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you need a kick-ass guy.
Oh, no, they need a kick-ass guy. They, no, 16 penalties for 120-something yards against the Bills.
Sala was a kick-ass
guy, No, he wasn't. No. We thought he was.
I'm supposed to be a badass guy.
He's the worst kind of kick-ass guy. Somebody who looks like an ass-kick guy, who's not, who's docile. I need an ass-kick. I don't care what you look like.
I want,
just be an ass-kick guy.
I want a real head coach. I would love Brian Flores here. He wouldn't be my first choice, but I would love to see Brian. Just because, again, I'm trying to eliminate the question marks in the candidates. I want a known commodity. But I do think that the Jets are a lot closer. I heard Gio this morning say that both the Jets and the Giants next year have a 0% chance.
I heard him say that. I totally disagree.
So do I.
At least with the Jets.
Yeah, and who knows? He did say who knows with the NFL. But I disagree. I think the Jets could actually be a good team.
Me too. Look at the word. Dolphins are going backwards. Patriots aren't going to be good yet.
With a real head coach who comes in and cleans up the mess, identifies, nope, this guy's a loser, this guy's a baby, this guy's selfish, cleans up the mess, they can start to win football games. That's why I want a no doubt about it. Carroll, Gruden, again, I'd be open to Kingsbury, who's an offensive mind and a second chance. Flores, who's a badass and had some success with Miami. Yeah, I'd be open to all that. I don't think, though, just because Vrabel is seemingly off the board, that all hope is gone for the Jets. I still believe there is a clear path that's not too difficult for them to have immediate success next year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think all hope is gone. I think the home run target for me is obviously going to be gone. And I've been talking about Vrabel for over a month. That's who I wanted, not happening. Yep. I think he played the Jets like a fiddle. I think the symbolism of him, of the Jets being his first interview, not the Jets' first, his first interview was a direct shot. Hey, Kraft, let's go. I mean,
you might be coaching against me.
You better hurry up, buddy, because I'm walking into this building, and if you don't get your act together and fire mail, because he couldn't say it, and I don't think that he wanted a behind-the-scenes Vrabel. I don't even think he wanted his guys, his agents, his people to do a power flex on a former Patriot, a guy who won championships. He wanted no blood on his hands. So by walking into the Jets building, that was his way of saying, get rid of Mayo and you got me. I saw that coming a mile away. That's what's going to happen.
Good job by you, because initially I was like, wow, that's weird. Why would he want to go to the Jets? Why would Vrabel have interest in the Jets?
Yeah,
makes no sense.
Well, and the other thing too is, think about this, compared to the Patriots, and now this obviously is something that every potential Jets candidate is going to have to measure. Like, the Patriots have, I want to say, $130 million in cap space. The Jets don't. The Patriots have a top five pick. The Jets don't. Now, it's only two picks later, but it's seven. But they've got a young, ascending, very talented, very cheap quarterback going into year two, and the Jets have the complete opposite, literally, in a guy who's 40 or 41 with a ton of dead weight. If you cut him or trade him, and you got to find out what to do with Rodgers, like, what appealing? Oh yeah, a more stable owner in Kraft versus Woody. You tell me which building you want
to
stay in.
Also, and Mike Francesa always used to say this: you don't want to be the guy to replace the guy.
Yeah, so I remember him saying that.
Yeah, Belichick now was replaced by Mayo, who never had a chance. And now Vrabel comes in, he's replacing Mayo. He's not even replacing the guy anymore.
You win seven games, you're a hero. Look at Vrabel. Oh,
it's
here
the
we go.
Perfect. It is the perfect spot. Former Patriot, good head coach, all the things that you just mentioned. Perfect landing.
You want to left though, real quick though, Sal. Just think about this. If you told us, because we sat here in August and we all had our thoughts on what the Jets could be, if you told us then that Aaron Rodgers is going to throw just around 30 touchdowns, he did.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is going to suit up for every single game this year, he did. Did you think that they'd win five games?
No. No. Even I, who didn't have great expectations, I thought maybe nine, which would have been under their number. Like, if Rodgers stayed healthy, and I'm happy for him to get number 500, and he looked good. And I would say, and I know Rodgers said he's going to make these decisions, while it seems like it's obvious the Jets aren't going to bring him back, I think he's going to want to play. Now, where he's going to end up, what options he's going to have, that I don't know. And maybe he'll make his decision based on that after the fact. But I believe Rodgers still believes he's got some good football left in him. I believe he does as well.
Yep.
And he's a competitor. He does not want to go out like that. I think he does want to come back here and win here. Because
I think
he knows
he's open
that would
to
mean,
it.
Which is why I just want to see it just one more year.
Me too. I'm okay with it. You know, the thing too is, like, I don't know, you throw four touchdowns. Is that the impetus to walk away? I don't know what's in his heart, but think about this. Hey, you know what? Not that he's this outwardly cocky. He's clearly confident. He won't say this, but, you know, if you throw four touchdowns and all the whispers, Rodgers can't play, Rodgers is done, Rodgers finished, he stinks, and I know that they were basically all short passes, but whatever. The record will forever reflect four touchdowns if that's his final game. Maybe that's like, all right, I did prove I could still play a little bit. The last 2 months of football were much better than the first 2 months, statistically provable by a wide margin. And is that enough, or is it, hey, man, I just threw four more touchdowns. Maybe I could throw 40 next year. I don't know.
I think it's that.
I kind of do too.
Because of the competitor that he is.
Yeah.
Think about this, BT. This guy's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, regardless of what happened. He could have easily walked away after the Achilles injury on September 11, 2023. Like, that could have been it for him.
Yeah.
Goes into the sunset, four-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. Hey, you know what? I'm not working my way back. He worked his way back. At age 40, went through the rigorous rehab nonstop through the offseason, all to come back this year, dealt with the nonsense that was the Jets season with the firing of coaches and this and that, the struggling, all throughout the course of the year, played every single game.
He did.
So left standing and healthiest at the end of the season, now gets to have a real respite and a good break in the offseason, getting set for next season. I think Rodgers wants to play next year. I felt that way before he went into the darkness last time.
Yeah.
I think he wants to play.
I just wonder if Woody's going to change his mind on whether or not he wants Aaron back.
He said he's going to let the coach make that decision. I hope he actually does that. Point is, they're going to make a decision in a couple of days. They don't have a head coach yet. So how's that going to be the case? All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, get to your calls. Jets, Giants, 888-808-1019.